Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. An awesome day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. I'm your host. And of course, we have another very special guest on our show, another member of our awesome Growth Backer team, one of our directors, of course, Director of Growth Operations, to be exact. Andre, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Jello.
Good, good, good. Very excited to have you on the show. I believe we had a conversation before of having you back, and now it's here. Already here again just to talk more about your journey here within CyberBacker. So first question, how long have you been with CyberBacker?
For CyberBacker, I just, let's say, hit my third year mark last January.
Wow. 3 years now with CyberBacker, a lot of awesome stuff, a lot of success in the 3 years so far. So before we talk more about your CyberBacker experience, I'm just quite curious, what did you do before CyberBacker?
Before CyberBacker, I was an executive assistant. So I was working online as well for a property management company. So I handled, let's say, documents, leasing. So all that admin works. So basically, just working from home.
Okay. So how long did you do that for?
I've been there for also 3 years.
Wow. So even before the pandemic, then you were already prepped for the virtual world then, am I right?
You can say that. So,
gosh. So already a lot of experience before you ever got into CyberBacker then. So talk to me more about that. Just being in the virtual world, did you learn anything from that experience that you're applying now here with CyberBacker?
Yeah, I'll talk about it. First off, before I was in a call center as well. So that's why I looked for, let's say, another job that keeps me at home. So I did not want to deal with the traffic. So that's why I worked I applied online. So I got that job. And what I learned from my previous job before CyberBacker is, let's say, how to be more efficient.
Efficiency.
Working online working at home, because working at home, it has many temptations, especially your bed. If you can see your bed working from home, that's a no-no, let's say online. So be more with time management. So making sure that all your tasks will be done by the set number of hours. Because I don't want to, let's say, think about my tasks when I'm done for the day, right? So time management and being more efficient.
Time management, efficiency as well. And I get you there. When it comes to working from home, there's just that small voice sometimes from your bed that really calls you that, hey, it's time to come over here, something like that. But that's one of the difficult parts of being a part of the virtual world. So now I want to know more about becoming a growth backer. During the beginning, did you have a specific set of expectations when you joined the growth backer team?
Okay. To be honest, I did not even apply to be a growth backer. Okay. I applied because of the pandemic. So our previous company shut down. So that's why I tried applying, because I saw an ad online. So I tried applying for a property management role here at CyberBacker.
Okay.
But our leaders from the growth team saw my potential during, I believe that was called Game Show. Previous years back. So they called me in for an interview. So I thought that was already like the client interviews. Then they told me, would I be open for a growth backer role? So I had many questions on what the growth backer was. And they specifically said that it was sales. So for me, I had, let's say, a year of sales experience from the BPO company. So I, let's say I just tried it. So I had nothing to lose. Why not try a different, let's say, path career-wise, right? So when I got here, everyone was so helpful, including you, Jello. You were once a growth backer, so yeah. I often ask you for questions sometimes. So everyone, I know that all of the things or the processes in growth are not yet, because we're a growing company. So every process is changing. So that's why the leaders helped me through it, especially with the sales side, closing the sale. So each like objection handling, script practice, yeah. daily script practice, every day that helped me grow into this, the role that I'm in right now.
Imagine, I think just having that helping hand, that kind of culture really started from the leaders that we had over there in growth. So shout out to TJ, shout out to Gab, Ren and Paul, a lot of those people that really established that kind of culture in the growth team really went a long way. You imagine already a director, you're already a director in the growth division. A lot of the people that we worked with before have already been promoted as well, right? Imagine. Yep. Just because of the culture that our leaders built. So shout outs to all of them, of course. So talk to me more about the growth backer position then. What is a growth backer? What does a growth backer do?
Okay. So for a growth backer, we call ourselves, we're like the front lines of CyberBack.
Sure. Yeah.
So we provide jobs for our talented fellow Filipinos. So we talk to clients, tell them about the service that we can bring, mm-hmm. and let's say the growth that we can bring to their companies. So after that, not just closing or let the client sign up mm-hmm. or getting the clients, it's also taking care of them. So all throughout the process, we are here to support the clients. If ever they have, let's say, a request or they need more for their company, we are here to help them out. So it's not just sales, it's also building that client relationship.
So basically, growth backers are like the first lines of defense of the client once they're already partnered with a cyber backer. Am I right? Did I get that right?
Yep, that is correct.
Like that. There we go. So being a growth backer, then what do you need? What does a person need to have to become a successful growth backer?
To become a successful growth backer, I always tell this a lot to my team as well. You need, first off, you need confidence.
Worse.
Honestly, when I started, I didn't have any confidence, especially speaking to someone through Zoom, like what we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that confidence way back 2021. So it's all in the confidence. Because if you're, let's say, if you're confident in what you speak, and it shows, especially in the videos, it shows that you're mm-hmm. confident in what you have, especially with your, let's say, talking to the client. So if you're confident and you know what you're selling, the client believes you and the client sees that in your face. So confidence and product knowledge, that's the most important part.
I think that confidence really goes a long way, because you can look the part, that's part of your confidence, but you also have to sound like it too. Like you know everything, but not just sound like it, but you really have to know about it too, right? That really works hand in hand. Now, talk to me more about the position then. Last time we spoke, you were still part of the growth backer team, I believe in the franchise as well. Now, director of growth operations. What do you do in that position?
Okay. So for director of growth operations, aside from helping our fellow growth backers, so I support our non-franchise growth backers. So all their questions, if they have any concerns, I try to answer them as fast as I can. Mm-hmm. And aside from that, I also oversee all the processes involved yeah. in the growth team. So making sure all the documents are updated, making sure that all the teams are also aligned with all the processes, and making sure our numbers are up to date, as well as hitting our numbers weekly.
So really, your main role then is just supporting, of course, leading our non-franchise growth backers to their goals and, of course, to get their numbers right as well. So being in that position, what do you need to do to, let's say, help growth backers? And especially, for example, they're having a bad week, let's say a bad month, things like that, what would you tell that growth backer, let's say?
First off, I need to, let's say, get to know them more, because each growth backer is unique. There are others that respond to positive criticism. There are others that need, let's say, a little nudge now and then. So it depends on who you talk to. So that's why you get to know your team first before you, let's say, build out a plan for them. So what I do, we do weekly coachings for all our growth backers. So we look at where their challenges are. But first, before the challenge, we look at where their wins are. So we need to check what they considered a win first. Then we look at their challenges, how we can improve, then build out an action plan for the next week. But that's how it goes.
Ash, spoken like a true leader right there. I think all of our listeners would want to become a leader as well here in Cyberbacker. That's a great suggestion by Andre there, of course. Now, earlier we spoke about your experience in the BPO industry, your experience virtually before Cyberbacker. So what are the things that you've learned in those past roles that you're now applying in your current role as director in the growth?
That's a good question. So the thing that I, let's say, I really appreciate the most from what all of my, let's say, background or job experiences taught me is connecting with people. Because this job, I know it's work from home, but we still need to connect. May it be virtually, but we still need to know our people, know how they are, let's say, motivated, and also what makes them or what takes them down. Because we need their energy every day that they're working. So we need to know what motivates them, what keeps them up, or let's say what keeps them going. So it's people skills that I learned from our previous job.
I love how you talked about that. Again, I absolutely agree with you there, especially when working with your own team, people that you're supporting. You need to know how to motivate them, how to coach them, how to properly talk to them. Because again, you talked about this earlier too. Every growth backer is unique. No one's the same. You really have to get to know them as well. Now, another question that I have about growth. So what if someone who's listening right now would want to join the growth team? What's one very important piece of advice you'd give that someone who wants to start and become a growth backer?
Piece of advice from me, it's you should just try it, okay? Especially coming from me. I did not have any sales experience, but I was just hoping to get, let's say, a better lease in life, okay? Mm-hmm. So a better position in life. So if you're wanting to get, let's say, a career growth or even financial growth, just try it and be confident in what you can bring. So that's my advice.
Yeah, I think that's the first step. Again, the confidence, everything, the knowledge, that will come. But I think the most important part of becoming a part of, but not just growth, but just Cyberbacker, just taking that leap of faith. You miss all the shots you don't take, as they say, right? So take that shot. You never know what's going to happen. Even if you're applying for a different position, never know what could happen. Just like your case and my case too, because we went through that same thing and we didn't really apply for the growth position back then, but luckily was chosen. A lot of growth there, just like you, of course. Now, talking about growth, and for sure, there have been people that have helped me all throughout my journey here, and I'm sure there have been mentors to you too. So before we end, would you want to give them a quick shout out on the show or any messages you'd like to give out to?
Yeah, for me, I would like to, you gave them a shout out earlier. So TJ, Gab, for me, it's Renan, D, they're my mentors, as well as Dea, she's my co-director as well. So those people who helped me grow throughout my journey here in, let's say, in the growth team. So Paul, Jason, you, Jello. So those are the people I want to shout out.
There we go. Now, already a lot of success in this amount of a few years with CyberBacker. We're excited to see more from you, of course, and our Growth Backer team. So to everyone who's listening, if you would like to learn more about CyberBacker and being a Growth Backer, don't forget to visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. And of course, Andre, thank you very much for being on the show today. I had fun talking to you today, man.
Thanks, Jello. It's nice seeing you again.
Thank you to all the listeners of CyberTalk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like CyberBacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with CyberBacker. Till next time.